Hello, my name is Father Andrew Apostolou. I'm a member of the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal. I'd like to greet you with a little greeting of St. Francis, and that is, may the Lord give you his peace. Today on Faith Matters, we're going to look at the Holy Spirit under his beautiful title of the Gift of God. This is a title that Jesus himself gives to the Holy Spirit in the fourth chapter of St. John's Gospel when our Lord speaks to the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman. And remember, he said to her, if only you knew the gift of God. St. Augustine says that this title is the most appropriate title for the Holy Spirit because he is truly a gift for us. Jesus won the gift of the Holy Spirit for us by his death on the cross. And remember, St. Paul refers to the Holy Spirit as the first fruits of our redemption. Remember, in the gathering of the harvest, the best portion of the harvest was that which was gathered first, and that was called the first fruits. And so the best part of our redemption is to be given the gift of the Holy Spirit. He's also, St. Paul also refers to him as the down payment of our redemption. You know, when you buy a house or a car, you make a big down payment, that initial payment, it covers a good part of the cost, but at the same time, it reminds the person you're paying, from whom you're buying the car or the house, that there will be other payments that will follow. So the Holy Spirit coming to us will bring us many of his gifts and other blessings. So we refer to the Holy Spirit then as the gift of God. And certainly a gift won for us by Jesus, in whom Jesus says the Father will send us when Jesus himself asks the Father to do this. And that's why in Pentecost it was when Jesus was at the right hand of the Father in heaven, in glory, that he sent the Holy Spirit from the Father to us as the beginning of redemption, as the beginning of the church on Pentecost. Now, the Holy Spirit is not only the gift of God, but he is also the distributor of many gifts. And usually we break the gifts of the Holy Spirit into two kinds. First of all, there are what we call the sanctifying gifts. These are the seven gifts mentioned in the prophet Isaiah when he talked about the coming Messiah. He said that, he called him the Anointed One. He said in the said that the spirit of wisdom and understanding of knowledge and counsel, of fortitude, piety, and fear of the Lord would be upon him. Now, these seven gifts are present in each person who's been baptized and has received the Holy Spirit into their life. And the Holy Spirit uses these gifts to help us grow in holiness. They sort of sensitize us to following out the inspirations of the Holy Spirit more completely. Some of them help us to understand our faith more deeply. Others assist us to choose the right things, you know, out of a deeper and deeper love for God. Now, there's another set of gifts of the Holy Spirit called the charismatic gifts. Now, these gifts are not given to sanctify the individual, but St. Paul, who writes about them, says that they are given by the Holy Spirit in order to build up the body of Christ. And you know, in this year of 1998, dedicated to the Holy Spirit, as we heard, the Holy Father tells us we need to understand the working of the Spirit through his gifts. The Holy Father says this in that document, Preparation for the Third Millennium. There is only one Spirit who, according to his own richness and the needs of the ministries, distributes his different gifts for the welfare of the church. Among these gifts stands out the grace given to the apostles. To their authority, the Spirit himself subjected even those who were endowed with charisms. In other words, we recognize the gift given to the Holy Father, to the bishops, you know, as gifts of the Spirit. St. Paul mentioned some of those gifts in chapter 12 of his first letter to the Corinthians. You know, when he says, beginning here at verse 27, you then are the body of Christ. Every one of you is a member of it. Furthermore, God has set up in the church first apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, then miracle workers, healers, assistants, administrators, and those who speak in tongues. So in other words, in the very structure of the church, some are given hierarchical gifts, which mean gifts that go with their authority. So the apostles and their successors, remember the Pope and the bishops are the successors of St. Peter and the apostles. Then there are teachers and administrators and all. These are gifts of the Holy Spirit. But the other charismatic gifts we usually think of with the charismatic renewal today in the church are the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to individuals to carry out certain ministries. And St. Paul mentions them in chapter 12. He said this, in beginning with verse 7, to each person the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. In other words, these charismatic gifts are given to an individual to be used for the good of the whole church community. To one the Spirit gives wisdom in discourse, to another the power to express knowledge. Through the Spirit one receives faith, by the same Spirit another is given the gift of healing, and still another miraculous powers. Prophecy is given to one, to another power to distinguish one spirit from another. One receives the gift of tongues, another that of interpreting the tongues. But it is the one and the same Spirit who produces all these gifts, distributing them to each as he wills. So these gifts, some are gifts of teaching, wisdom and understanding, the ability to express deep things in a simple way. Gifts of healing. Healing may go over a period of time, or it could be instantaneous. Gift of miracles. The saints, we always attribute miracles to the saints. Then there's the gift of discernment of spirits. And the gift of prophecy, perhaps to give a talk that would, you know, inspire people, and it seems that that speech has a kind of an anointing from God himself, because it rouses people and stirs them up, as the prophets of old called the people to be faithful to God. So we need those gifts of the Spirit, our sanctifying gifts, and even the charismatic gifts. So let us pray that in this year of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit will pour forth his gifts, the gifts we need personally, the gifts that the whole church community needs, for he is truly the gift of God. And so may the Lord give you his peace.
For more insights on this topic, join Father Apostoli for his series, The Beatitudes.